Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is children may experience gastroesophageal reflux. Gastroesophageal reflux, or GERD, can strike even the youngest person, just as Priscilla Dunstan. When her newborn son screamed all day and night, relaxing only when she carried him upright in her arms, his doctor told her he had colic. Colic is a common condition among infants that tends to disappear by the age of 18 months. But her baby didn't get better because, as it turned out, he suffered from GERD. GERD is a more serious gastric condition which often affects adults. Dunstan says her son kept on crying for 4 months, screaming all the time. Colic is a problem that can occur throughout the day in healthy infants and children. Dr. Ari Moon says most colic episodes are brief and are typically confined to the lower esophagus. However, colic can worsen and become GERD when the stomach's contents move into the upper esophagus. GERD is often overlooked in youngsters, despite the fact that it affects as many as 7 million children. Almost half of babies under 3 months of age will have GERD-like symptoms, which include spitting up and gas. Often the condition can be confused with colic, says Dr. Moon, but these symptoms usually end between the ages of 15 months and 18 months. During this time, as long as the baby is gaining weight and is happy and sleeping, parents need not be alarmed. Dr. Moon notes, however, if a baby doesn't outgrow vomiting, or if he or she has begun to associate eating and pain, she says it's time to seek a pediatrician's help. Other possible GERD symptoms in young children include irritability, excessive crying, poor sleep patterns, coughing, sore throat, or even pneumonia. Between 50 and 80% of GERD cases are caused by the relaxation of the lower esophageal sphincter, a muscle which separates the esophagus from the stomach and stays closed except when someone swallows or burps. No one knows exactly why the acidic contents of the stomach flow into the upper esophagus. Some say it might start with coughing, having a lot of food in the stomach, pressure on the abdomen when trying to ease constipation, or obesity. Diagnosing GERD first involves eliminating other conditions with similar symptoms, such as testing for milk or food allergies, colic, or inflammation of the esophagus. Doctors also ask if there is a family history of GERD. In older children, pediatricians suggest avoiding foods that trigger GERD symptoms. These include citrus drinks, chocolate, tomato-based foods, caffeine, spicy foods, and peppermint. A child should also not lie down directly after eating. Dr. Moon says GERD cannot be cured, but it can be treated. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.